for people who don't know much about creationism, why is evolution so ridiculous? Why is Charles Darwin wrong when, you know, everyone tries to say that he's the standard that we should live by for science?
Well, number one, Charles Darwin, like I said earlier, he was afraid that he was living in a fantasy. So I always tell people, do you really want to trust somebody who was scared they were living in a fantasy? I mean, how ridiculous is that? And he's the one who founded evolution theory. So he's their main man. He's the man that is looked to as the founder. I believe evolution has been around for much longer, but Darwin was the one who everybody refers to as being the founder, typically. So an easy way to show that evolution is just ridiculous is just based, you can look at the laws of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics states that matter cannot be created or destroyed. And if at one time there was no matter, matter cannot be created or destroyed. It can't create itself. So by default, something outside of matter would have had to create matter. It's just basic scientific law. Evolution teaches that out of nothing, an explosion occurred. And out of this chaotic explosion, order was produced. Well, we've never observed that. So can we call it science? The first part of the scientific method is to make an observation. I've never observed an explosion out of chaos producing order, let alone living organisms. So everything with evolution is completely backwards to what we see around us in the actual world. They teach that this explosion out of chaos produced order and planets in a perfect orbit. Well, the ridiculous part of that is the second law of thermodynamics states that everything in order tends towards chaos. And even if there was a single-celled organism at the beginning, that single-celled organism would have just died off. I mean, it would have reproduced a few worse versions of itself, and it would have died off because entropy would occur. In other words, the organism would get worse over time, not better. Evolution teaches that things get better over time. The second law of thermodynamics teaches that things get worse over time. So every single scientific claim from the evolutionists, not just one or two, but every single one of them, if they know what they're talking about, is done in dishonesty. It's not science. It's part of their religion of atheism. And they literally teach that monkeys surfed from Africa to South America 34 million years ago on rafts. That's the only way that monkeys could have gotten to the United States. They teach that the reason that men, and I just found this out today doing some research, that men, the reason that we have hair on our face is because we were actually punched to a point where we needed a cushion, where natural selection actually created a cushion in our face. I mean, this is the most wild stuff you could think of, but people actually believe this. This is what evolution teaches. It is weird. It's not just unscientific, it's weird. It's rejecting the facts. It's rejecting the scientific method. It's rejecting the laws of thermodynamics. Any single person who studies this stuff long enough will see that evolution is impossible to defend honestly. It's impossible. Every so-called scientific claim that they have has been thoroughly falsified by creationism. And frankly, creationism is the only other alternative. They want to make it out like there's just all these different possibilities. There's only two. And they know that if we take apart evolution and pick it apart, that there's only one other option, and that's creation. And what's magical? Somebody creating the universe from nothing? Or matter and energy creating itself from nothing? Atheists are believers in sorcery and magic, and they don't even know it. They don't even know that what they believe is completely inconsistent with every single scientific law that we've ever discovered or ever will discover. Because it's impossible to go from nothing to something. That's the first law of thermodynamics. So, the law of cause and effect states that for everything that comes into existence, there's a cause. Well, they think that the universe popped into existence uncaused, poof, through a big bang. It's an imagination, poof. It's a magic act. That's all it is. These people believe in magic. And when you try to tell, because they'll say, the Bible is magical, written by a bunch of goat herders. Look, their religion is based off of magic and sorcery. The Bible is not a magical book. The Bible is a book of facts, a book that we accept by faith, and a book that contains power. You know, the Pharisees, when they dealt with the disciples, they said that these men speak with authority. They have authority, and we should have authority when we speak the word of God. People will know if you speak the word of God that you have the truth. And when it comes to Big Bang cosmology or genetics or paleontology, geology, cosmology, every single scientific field points to intelligent design. It points to in the beginning God, not in the beginning nothing exploded and created everything. And it's interesting because I was dealing with this atheist last Saturday, or actually it was last Sunday that I interviewed him, this man named Ethan. And I asked him, I said, is it possible that nothing could cause an explosion? And he goes, yeah, I think that's possible. And I told him, no, that's scientifically impossible. It's not possible for nothing to cause an explosion. I said, what if I said nothing caused something over here to explode? He's like, well, it's possible because I don't exercise absolute certainty. I said, well, are you absolutely certain of that? And he knew that he was beat at that moment. Like, it's game over.
So you think it's possible that nothing could cause something to explode?
I would say, is there a chance? Yeah. Because again, I don't exercise absolute certainty.
Are you absolutely certain of that?
I said, well, are you absolutely certain of that? And he knew that he was beat at that moment. Like, it's game over. Once you've made that bad of a logical fallacy, it's game over. It's done. You've lost. Your worldview is completely in pieces. You need to find another theory. Evolutionists and atheists don't have any theories to back up their belief in evolution. They don't have any science to back it up either. Only unsupported assertions.
To be clear, there are areas in this video where, you know, even if it had full context, I don't look the brightest. And there are things that, to give Matthew just a little bit of credit here, there are a few things he could have actually totally taken out of context and just like snippet and posted and I'd be done. And that was actually what I feared the most. But he didn't do that. And I'm glad he didn't. Either way, if you watch the video, just know I tried. I really did try my best. And going forward, I will be more responsible and ask more questions before jumping into an interview.
Do you think artificial intelligence always requires a designer? But intelligence doesn't. Like, actual intelligent beings don't require a designer.
So we don't know.
Yeah, they'll say, well, you shouldn't push creationism in the classroom. Oh yeah, so we should push nothing causing an explosion instead? Or perhaps we should push the idea that monkeys surfed from Africa on rafts or on vegetation mats 34 million years ago. Or perhaps we should say that squids and octopuses coming from outer space isn't a religion as well. And they'll say, well, that's the fallacy of false equivalence, Mr. Powell, because you're saying all religion's bad. You're saying that we have a religion that you're saying, you're admitting religion's bad. No, religion in and of itself is not bad. Faith is not bad. Faith is a good thing. It's a matter of where you place your faith. You can place your faith in unsupported assertions and lies that have already been disproven time and time again by creationists, which is the theory of evolution, or you can put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ didn't say, I'm worried that I'm devoting my life to a fantasy. He never said that. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus spoke in absolutes, logical absolutes. Evolutionists, their founder, spoke in, I'm concerned I'm living in a fantasy. Who do you want to trust, folks? A man who is afraid of living in fantasy land, or the man who rose from the dead and conquered death? Atheists complain all day about the resurrection. They'll say, I don't understand how you can believe in this magical resurrection. Look, they think that every living life form came to life from dead material and resurrected itself from the dead. They believe in a greater resurrection than the Christian. So they're literally throwing, it's the fallacy of false equivalence when they throw their own poo onto the Christian. They try to project their own shortcomings onto creationists, and I don't think we should allow it. You know, I'm 24 years old. Whenever I look at other people in my age group that are taught this stuff and what it does to them, it bothers me. And that's why I'm passionate about it. That's why, Pete, I'm glad we're having this conversation, because this content needs to get out there and people need to see the truth. People need to know what the facts are and what the truth is.
Your statement, you said atheists believe something came from nothing. That's not accurate. I don't recall any atheist specifically.
I can name 10 right now that say that something came from nothing.
Science isn't my jam. I'm new to all of this. But for most of the interview, it kept going back to that and to thermodynamics. And I should have I should have known better, but I didn't. God is nowhere in the law of thermodynamics.
But you weren't really able to tell me what those were.
Fair enough. To be very clear, science, not my area at all.